The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley on 100.7 WHUD. And good morning to listeners in Orange County, Rockland, Putnam, Westchester. And we have daylight almost, huh? How do you like that at 6 a.m.? I'm so glad you're tuning in. Today's topic, all about corrections or sell-offs or plunges, whatever you want to call this thing. Oh, yeah, yay. We'll be with you here every Sunday morning, of course, and stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next. And first thing we'd like to do to start before we go into the topic, and today's topic, all about corrections, sell-offs, plunges, everything that we've seen this week. Oh, my God. Lions, tigers, bears, oh, my. Yeesh, but we're going to get behind it all, trying to understand what it means and how to make you a better investor. And, of course, we try to give you a market recap. Get behind the numbers. You can get that anywhere. Get the numbers. The Dow did this. NASDAQ did this. You know, okay, they all went down, basically. But what's going on here? So there's been a lot of selling in the stock market because interest rates are moving higher. Now, there's a bunch of things that happen there. Why are interest rates moving higher? Because their expectation is the economy will start growing. I mean, to have the 10-year Treasury at one point below a half of 1%, now they're 1.5%, that normal economy, there's such a thing as a normal economy, you'll see the Treasury, 10-year Treasury, 3, 4, 5, 6%. So we're still very, very low. But the concern is the velocity at which the interest rates have moved higher. Now, higher rates means more borrowing costs. So if you have a home equity line, that cost may go higher. Businesses also kind of function out of equity lines, and those are tied into the 10-year Treasury. Mortgage rates just start going up. And if rates start going up quite a bit, it's going to offer competition to stocks. I mean, let's say as an example, let's say the 10-year Treasury offered 10%. Don't want any money in stocks. If I can get guaranteed money from the U.S. Treasury at 10%, why would I even be in stocks? Conversely, what we've seen in the last couple of years with rates down so low, as I mentioned, 10-year Treasury below 1%, and actually at one point below 0.5%, you say to yourself, you know what? I might as well buy some stocks, especially those that pay dividends, to make up for these low rates. So interest rates are watched very closely, and they've been kind of inching up. Though this past week, we heard mention from the Wall Street Journal event, our friend and pal, Fed Chair Powell. You like that, Powell? Powell? That's not right. Okay. So he went on to say at the meeting that in the early stages of this economic recovery, this pent-up demand, and we know what that is. I mean, we've all been kind of cooped up here. I feel it. Everybody else has been talking about the things they want to do, things they want to buy. But this pent-up demand temporary could have some inflation. Now, the word inflation has not been uttered by the Fed chair in quite some time. Did you just say the word inflation? And the market on Thursday had a tailspin. I mean, from up a couple hundred points to down over 700-some points to settle down 350 or something like that. But no doubt about it, this market is on edge. It's nervous. And this after setting records just a couple weeks ago. And this is how the market works. It works very fast. When risk happens, it happens very, very fast. So people are really concerned about a whole bunch of things. Rising rates, the stimulus bill being passed, which is good, but again, we also know there's some pork in it, like all these bills have, and that puts us around $30 trillion and counting in national debt. So again, competition to stocks happened this week. Before, there's no competition. Why we sell stocks just keep going up forever. Well, you're just tuning in. You're listening to A GPS of Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Be with you here every Sunday morning. Today's topic, corrections. We can call it corrections. We call it plunges. We call it everything else because we're going to try to understand more about them. Look, you can't predict them. I wish you could predict them. But once they happen, what you can do as an investor and understand the cycles of kind of when the markets start getting heated up and get frothy like they were, you know you're going to take some chips off the table because we go through this cycle back and forth again. So when risk happens, it happens fast. I remind my listeners and also remind our clients that, you know, think about a stoplight. You're sitting there. It goes red, yellow, green, yellow, red. Excuse me. It goes back the other way, right? So you're sitting there, and again, you're sitting at green, and that's fine. But the market doesn't go green and then yellow and red. It goes green and red. So there's like nothing. There was like very little warning. This came out really quickly all in last week and a half. But that's what the market does when it has a correction. Again, we talk about corrections. We're really more talking about a technical correction, that we've gone up too far, too fast, and things are too frothy. We'll talk about that in a minute. But again, we go from green to red. Okay, it starts. You get a lot of warning of a yellow flashing for 3 or 4 weeks or 3 or 4 months, and get ready and take some chips off the table. It happens fast. And the old Wall Street saying, you're going to hear me talk more about that today, is markets go up by way of escalator. You know, just a little bit at a time, a little bit of time. Your statements look good. You feel good. But when it hits the fan, so to speak, it comes down by way of an elevator. 3, 4, 5, 6 stories at a time. Think of March 2020. Think about that elevator. Before that, markets doing great in 2019, early part of 2020. News of the virus started spreading around the world. And that elevator, well, geez, the Dow was about 29,000 and change, March 2020. We took a trip down to 18,000 and change. I think March 23rd was the low. We didn't know at that time. That was 11,000 point elevator, and that took away a whole bunch of gains. So we do have these escalators and elevators, and the most important part of understanding that, why it's an old Wall Street cliche and doesn't feel good to say, okay, we lost those money because we had an elevator, to understand this is what happens. And when we have this escalator ride up, you need to be taking incremental profits, whether that's through rebalancing once a month, once a quarter rebalancing. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Whether it's tactical, say, you know what, geez, my account looks went from like 400 to 450 all in about 6 weeks. That's great, but maybe lock in some profits. So we're always going to go through these cycles of escalator rides up, you know, a little bit at a time. Things look good, setting records, monthly statements look good, look online every day, feels good. And then when things reverse, and the catalyst for this reversal happens to be higher interest rates, maybe accompanied by higher inflation that we haven't seen, even though we're still kind of shut in, the anticipation of it, because remember, the market's forward-looking, the market's looking 6, 9 months down the road. You know, then you say to yourself, geez, yes, okay, next time we get on an escalator ride, I'm going to remember this little talk we had here Sunday morning and take some chips off the table. You know, and then look, some people take some chips off the table, the market goes higher. So, oh, I wish I never did that. No, you take some chips off the table. And then we have the elevator ride down like we've had. Now you have some chips to work with. If you're 100% invested in stocks on the way up, do the escalator ride, and we have the elevator, blah, 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 blah. Well, and you're still 100% invested, you really can't take advantage of it. And that's why we have to understand the normal cycles of a market. And today's topic, corrections, plunges, all these adjectives around it. We'll be right back right after these messages.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances here on WHUD. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place in 2021, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Now, be one of the first 20 WHUD listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, health care, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement. Available as a paperback or an ebook for WHUD listeners now by calling 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, heard every Sunday morning here in Westchester and the Hudson Valley at 100.7 WHUD. And good morning to listeners in Orange County, Rockland, Putnam, and Westchester. Today's topic, all about corrections, and boy, do we have a dandy of a correction. But before I do that, you just heard our friend Mike Bennett talk about our book, Not Your Father's Retirement. It's a book I want you to get. It's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. So pen in hand, find some paper, you can write on the wall. No, don't write on the wall. Here it is, 845-371-0101. Again, 845-371-0101. The book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but the early bird with some sunlight this morning will get the book for free. That's 845 3710101. And it so happens we talk about market cycles in chapter 6 or 7. And that's today's topic, really, market cycles, corrections, and things that go bump in the night. 845-371-0101. If you're driving, two hands on the wheel, you're probably an essential worker. Thank you for all you do. When you get back home safely, you go to WHUD.com, which you should be having as a favorite anyway. Lower right-hand side, there's the offer for the book for free. First 20 callers this morning, we'll get that book for free. 845-371-0101. Stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next, the Health and Happiness Show. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., it's our way of kind of giving you, make a healthy, wealthy, wise hour. The healthy, well, you like that, right? And of course, I give the WHUD Hudson Valley Index Report every morning around 8:25 after the traffic on the famous, and I do mean the famous, Mike and Casey Show. Then at 5:15 on your way back home on the Andy Bale Show, Bill Kugel, you know that Southern accent, Mahoney Asset Management, very distinctive voice. He'll give you the national business news, indexes, Dow, S&P, local business news, Hudson Valley, and hopefully not talking about corrections and things that go bump in the night, but we had to do a lot of that this week. So again, every morning, 8:25, right after the traffic, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we'll talk about the markets, what's happening, set you up for the day. On the way home, we'll tell you what happened. Not so good things happened lately. But on the Andy Bale Show at 5:15, Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management. For more information about what we do at Mahoney Asset Management, you go to MahoneyGPS.com. There you'll find archived shows, podcasts as they call them now. Archive shows that if you missed them, you can go back and listen to them. Our newsletter's on there. You can sign up for a newsletter for free. Every Tuesday evening goes out to what's happened in the markets. My TV segments, I've had a couple this past week. We, again, accumulate them all there. Everything we put together is at MahoneyGPS.com. And before the break, we were talking about escalators and elevators. No, we weren't talking about going up and down malls and things like that. We're talking about how the market really works, that when things are working well for the markets, yeah, sometimes you can take an elevator ride up. I get it. But for the most part, the old adage, I think I looked it up, was 1919 or 1920, the old adage, markets go up by way of escalator and by way and come down by the way of elevator. And look, that's almost 100 years ago, and this still rings true. Now, think about like 2007, go back there a little bit, 2006, 2007. Markets were going by escalator. Statements were looking great. Statements looking great. And somehow 2008 turned into a financial crisis when Lehman said too big to fail sometime in August, September, somewhere around that time frame. And the elevator came down smashing, really taking, wiping out years and years and years. And that's why you have to be kind of like a little squirrel. When things are going well, recognizing the different market cycles, recognizing that markets go by the escalator, you start squirreling away some profits incrementally. Some say it's tactical. Some say it's kind of rebalancing you should do every so often, taking some chips off the table when things are going well. However you like, but I just want to give an example. 2006, 2007, market setting records. Everything's great. 2008. And then it hits the fan with Lehman Brothers, and there we go down the elevator, wiping out years and years. And it took, gosh, what, 4, 5, 6 years to get back to break even after that move down. I hope that's not what's happening here. But remember, March 2020, we had a really scary 11,000-point drop in the Dow Jones in a month. I remember doing a market report for WHUD and talking about Dow down 2,000 points, Dow down 1,000 points. It happens quickly. Like I said earlier, it's not like a traffic light where it gives you like, you know, red, yellow, green, yellow, green. It really just goes green, red, okay? So we have to recognize these escalators and elevators and to do incremental buys, incremental sells. It seems like when I speak to people, well, I bought Apple at blah, 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 blah. Well, did you buy it again? No, that's the only price I bought it at. And then I sold it all at one price. Okay. Generally speaking, you want to buy incrementally in, incrementally out. So while the market's setting records, I know it's hard to take profits off the table. In fact, you're probably more inclined to add to it when things are going well. But really, in the end, I think a lot of people get stuck in different stocks. That's maybe you or different investments because you bought it all at one time and you try to sell it all at one time. Look, how should I say this? The market, another way of saying it, market's like a Bronco. It's not supposed to be easy. And we saw the frothiness. We saw GameStop go from, I don't know, $20 a share to 400 some dollars a share. You know, people, I guess, in their basements and Red X, and you hear these different stories, you know, playing Madden football in one hand and trading, you know, stocks in the right hand. Look, mom, no hands, you know, left hand on Madden, right hand clicking and making money like it's like easy. And when you see that, and I've seen that over the years, the last time I saw something like this was late 1990s and the technologies were going crazy. I think the NASDAQ was up like 85% that year, only to have a nasty sell-off in 2000, 2001, 2002. Again, I'm not predicting that here. I'm just saying that things got really frothy, right? You're reading these stories about these stocks going parabolic. I mean, moves are just ridiculous. People making money, posting on Twitter how much money they made for the day, how much money they made for the week. And I have to tell you, doing this for 32 years, and by the way, 32 years, and dog's life in this environment, I've been doing this like 200 years, I've seen it all. And it did feel very, again, it's not in hindsight, but it did feel very frothy. And then we all kind of said warnings, hey, this looks kind of frothy, some of the craziness that we're seeing. And the market really is like a Bronco. It's trying to kick you off at all times. It's really kind of testing your internal fortitude. It's not supposed to be easy to make money stocks. You're not supposed to be right-clicking away and then come back after lunch and be up $4,000. Know, again, sometimes you get those little spurts, and that did happen. And usually after that kind of height of speculation is when we get that elevator ride down. That's kind of what I see happen. Again, it's always hard to measure these things, but there are the euphoria measures out there and people that are panicking, and Citibank has one out there, kind of test the kind of the psychology of the investor. But no doubt, we were going up parabolically, getting kind of crazy, people joining the fun, and the market's really like a Bronco. We'll be right back, right after these messages.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances here on WHUD. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place in 2021, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Now, be one of the first 20 WHUD listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, health care, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement. Available as a paperback or an ebook for WHUD listeners now by calling 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning here in Westchester in the Hudson Valley on 100.7 FM WHUD. And good morning to listeners in Orange County, Rockland, Putnam, and Westchester. So glad you're joining us this morning. Today's topic, all about corrections and things that go bump in the night. Try to make you a better investor. And of course, you just heard from a friend, Mike Bennett, talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Semi-autobiography. My dad did work at a union worker out of Brewster, New York. He was in construction, and he had a pension, an annuity, vision, health, dental. He didn't even complain about his frames for $5 copay back in the day. But again, we don't have our father's retirement, our grandfather's retirement, our grandma's and mom's retirement. If you don't have a pension, you have to create that. And those in that book that you can get for free, the first 20 callers, talks about strategies to try to get like your father's, grandfather's, mom, grandma's type of retirement. That's 845-371-0101. I know you're tuning in every Sunday. You hear this thing. I don't like calling into things. I'm telling you, call in. It's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us. Sometimes you can't. And when you can't, you have the book in front of you, Not Your Father's Retirement. 845-371-0101. 845-371-0101. Get pen in hand one more time. 845-371-0101. If you're driving, two hands on the wheel, and get back to WHUD, which should be your favorite anyway, lower right-hand side, get your book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Of course, I'll be here with you every Sunday morning. Stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next, Health and Happiness. So next, I'd say from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, we're going to call it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. At least I call it that. And of course, I give the WHUD Hudson Valley Index Report every weekday morning. That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, around 8:25, right after traffic on the famous Mike and Casey Show. And at 5:15 on the Andy Bale Show, got you covered there. Coming back home, Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management. You recognize that voice, right? He'll give the national business news, what the indexes did. Some days it's not so fun, but we have to report it. The Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, local Hudson Valley business news, and the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you. And we actually archived and put all this together, my TV segments, radio segments, podcasts right here. If you missed one or two, right there. MahoneyGPS.com. You could also sign up for a free newsletter and see your archive newsletters and what we're talking about. So all right there on MahoneyGPS.com. And today's topic, all about corrections and things that go bump in the night on this segment of A GPS for Your Finances. So right before the break, we're talking about how the market's very unforgiving. It's like a Bronco. It's always trying to kick you off. And our, you know, our strategy as a long-term investor is try to stay with the market as long as we can. But when things get kind of frothy, as they did, look, mom, no hands, buy GameStop at 40, sell it for 300. It doesn't, the market's not easy. There are times and little spurts like we had when it looks easy, and AI, artificial intelligence, EVs, renewable energies, all these things kind of go up and it looks, and everybody jumps on top of them. And then when we have the whoosh down, as I mentioned, that is the elevator ride down. So the market's very unforgiving. It's going to try to kick you off. And our job is to recognize that we will have corrections and we can't predict them. But there are some who look at these oscillators, overbought, oversold. We're clearly overbought, setting records every day, frothiness. Take some profits. You know, we're talking about that, by the way, in real time in the last number of radio segments. And look, I think this is more of a technical correction. I mentioned this on Fox Business this past week. Technical corrections mean that we went up too far, too fast, and I say technical versus fundamentals. Now, fundamentals would be if we had runaway inflation, I would say, yes, the fundamentals are deteriorating in our country. But right now, I mean, the recipe for the market in general with Fed fund rates at zero, okay, the Fed's buying back assets, trying to keep yields low if they can. Again, that was a very difficult thing to do this week. On top of that, you have 1.9 or somewhere around there is probably passed at stimulus. We haven't even spent the last stimulus amount. There's still not a lot of good places to put your money. And in the long run, the stock market's done well. Again, doesn't mean you can't have these fits and starts and everything else. But my point is that, to me, the way the market has gone from overbought, over, again, we said over-enthused, so to speak, to where we are now, again, we went from green to red. We didn't get that flashing caution sign just boom, right away. But that happens all the time. But I think it's more of a technical correction than it is a fundamental correction. We'll be watching closely to make sure it's not a fundamental correction. Fundamental means the fundamentals of the economy or fundamentals of the market are very dour. Here, I think it's more of a technical correction. We've gone too far, too fast. Profit taken led to more profit taken, led to a flight to run for cover, to the exits, to scared, to panic. All those type of emotions that we have. And by the way, every market cycle has those emotions. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning here in Westchester, the Hudson Valley Index. Hudson Valley at 100.7 WHUD. And of course, we love our listeners from Orange County, Rockland, Putnam, Westchester joining us now every Sunday morning. So this is how we deal with corrections. We recognize they're going to happen. You take incremental profits while things are getting kind of crazy. You can look, by the way, online. There are these measurements of kind of psychological, you know, psychological parts of investing. We had euphoria. Those that were predicting the market's going to go higher with like 90%. Then we go all the way down to euphoria to, to panic. And only like 10% are predicting the market's going to go higher now. So, you know, we run in these hot and cold waves. The market, again, as I mentioned, is like a Bronco. But also, it runs hot and cold. It doesn't really kind of run in the middle. Sometimes you get the sideways market. For the most part, though, it's doing one of two things. Now, the correction last year entered us into a bear market. So most corrections are measured, like right now we're about on the NASDAQ, about a 7 or 8% so far correction. It feels a lot worse, especially the leaders, which were Apple and Amazon and some of those stocks, Tesla. Tesla hit $900 a share. Now it's struggling around $600 a share. So, you know, we lost the leadership of those companies, especially last summer when they announced a stock split, Apple, Tesla. By the way, when I recommend these names, I'm not recommending buying or selling these names. These are just examples of the lost leadership that we've had. And so these corrections are, you know, normally around 10%. A bear market, which started March 11th, I remember being on set in Fox Business right when it happened, March 11th, 2020, we were down 20% and it ended up being down about 35%. So right now, this is your garden variety, though it doesn't feel like it, correction. We'll watch it closely and hopefully we do not enter a bear market, which would be down 20%. Gee, I hope you enjoyed today's topic, corrections and things that go bump in the night. Until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken will answer your questions next week. Just send him an email, ken@mahoneygps.com, and listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.